Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, David.
Hello there. Hi. Right. Veganism. My God, what happens when the zombie apocalypse happens? Right, nobody will give a toss about what they're going to eat. They're just going to be eating sauces, anything that can find in supermarkets. Anyway,
are you talking about what the actual zombies will be eating, or the people, the humans that remain unzombified?
The humans that remain. I'm sorry, it was just that's not what I thought.
I don't. Here's the thing, though. But hang on a minute. You've not thought this gag through properly. How would a zombie apocalypse stop vegans being vegans?
Because they're going to eat them all.
You can still raid the supermarket and get the tinned tomatoes or something.
All right.
If you're going to phone up and do a gag with me, David, you've got to think it through a little bit better than that.
Can we get back to what I was going to call you about?
Yeah, go on.
Right. So, when you were going on about, like, sort of weird stuff happening on Twitter and things, I had this bloke tell me I wasn't a proper Geordie. And,
right.
And he was, like, giving us loads of abuse on Twitter. But then, when I tried to respond, Twitter started cutting down all my choices.
What?
And they just sort of started saying, well, you need to, like, sort of review your account and all the rest of it.
Does anyone know what... Can I just stop you for a second, David? Does anyone know what this guy's talking about? Anyone? Sam? Catherine?
Yeah, your conversation earlier.
Yes?
That's what I'm talking about.
So someone called you not a real Geordie. What did you say back to get your account restricted?
When I tried to respond, my account on Twitter went all funny, all weird. And, like, I was starting to get abuse from Twitter itself.
Twitter was abusing you?
Right.
Now, wait a minute. I can hear the 2 years. Yous aren't listening to what I'm saying.
We're trying to listen to... We're listening, but it's making zero sense.
I think the problem is what right. You're saying.
Right. We're talking... your conversation earlier was about abuse.
Right.
And it was various different...
And you were abused by Twitter?
No, I was abused by this person on Twitter. When you were having a rant earlier, I was just saying I accepted what you were saying.
Right.
So that's why I've called in.
Tell us exactly why you've called in, because I still don't know.
Right, I tell you what.
No, well, you could
the zombie apocalypse.
No, tell us what. Jesus. Tell us what you've called in for.
Donald Trump's.
Oh, my God. Yes?
Well, did you think he did well, did you?
What? Okay, thanks for your call, David. I've got no idea. I think the zombie apocalypse has started in his brain. Good evening, Nigel.
Evening, guys. How are you, Catherine?
I'm all right. How are you specifically, Nigel?
Who cares? What do you want?
Very well. I was calling to say hello. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Cool.
Okay,
right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You better not be laughing, Susan.
You make me laugh.
You better not be laughing, Susan, otherwise it's a spank botty for you.
No, it's not. I'm too far away.
I've got long arms.
Mr. Tickle.
Not long. I want to talk,
long
please.
Arms and big palms.
Yes. Smack him, Catherine. No. Get the whip out. Get the whip out. Get the fishnet.
What do you know about my whip?
Well, I don't know. I think you should get one and give it. I think he'd like it.
Yeah.
You'd like
problem.
That, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I like it.
Now, I want to talk to you. I think Catherine might be able to help me because, Ian, if I talk to you about it, you'll just make a joke about it and you'll irritate me. I'm nursing a dark secret.
Catherine, I'm out of this. You're
no,
in.
I think you just if you can behave, then we can trust you.
I can't behave.
Yeah. I'm nursing a dark secret.
Go on, Susan.
Since March of this year, I've been having sex with a man who is in a relationship, and he's in a relationship with about 10 other people as well. And he has... I want to get away from it, but he has this terrific... sexual power with me, and the sex is amazing, and I want to stay away because it makes me miserable. I know I shouldn't go with him, but I do. But the sex is... Catherine, can you just give me some he's only two doors
sounds
away
like,
from
like he's
me.
He's giving you some tips.
Two doors down.
Two doors down, they're laughing and drinking, flat. They're having Susan.
No, stop it.
I told you. Stop it, Ian.
Sorry.
Shut up.
Sorry. Yep, apologise.
I'm talking to Catherine, please.
Okay, apologise.
Right, so, hang
Catherine,
on. So,
can you help?
Yeah, you know he's having sex with at least ten other people. They're the ones you know about.
I'm just a burglar. Yes. I'm not like a nonce.
Stop it, Ian.
That's not me, that's James Whale.
I'm just a burglar. I'm not like a nonce.
Look, let me get the story out, will you? Shut up.
Thank you.
Catherine, the thing is, he's a compulsive womaniser and he's a compulsive liar.
Right.
He's a really nasty piece of work, Catherine.
You can do it right now, please.
Ian!
Grab but pussy!
I need to just stay away, Catherine, but he's got this... It's almost like he's got a hold on me, you know?
That's wrong.
Shut up, Ian. Catherine, can you talk
baby.
To me?
I'm trying. I'm trying to break through.
Is that all right, darling?
Right, let me think. Right, so you know he's no good for you.
Yes.
He's a bit of a swine, but he's two he's two doors along. How do you...
Yes.
Do you have to walk past it? I mean, do you have
to... Yes, all the time. All the time.
Can't you go around the back?
No.
Can he?
Well, He wouldn't.
He wouldn't go around the back. Well, that's something.
No.
That's something.
He wouldn't go anywhere. He walks past my door all the time, and I asked him to use the other entrance, and he said, I'll use whatever entrance I want.
Grab pussy.
So he only uses the front entrance. He will never use the back entrance.
He passes my door.
Is he allowed to use the back entrance?
Yeah, no.
But he doesn't want
it. Back entrance.
He doesn't want the back entrance.
Stop.
There isn't one.
What? What?
What?
What? What?
For God's sake.
Right, come on, serious business. Serious business.
There's your clip, by the way.
And he's got mirrors all around the room, the bedroom. And I think somebody said he's got a camera and he watches himself doing it. And he's got photographs of my personal area on his phone. And when I went to take a photograph of him, he went absolutely nuts.
What?
Right. Mm. Oh, this is getting dark, Susan. This is getting very dark.
Very, Catherine.
Right, you've got to delete his... You've got to block his number on your phone.
Well, what we do is we communicate through another way. We leave messages for each other.
Where?
In the electricity boxes on the corridor. And he leaves... we have a signal that we use.
What's the signal?
Oonga, 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 shaga, oonga, oonga, oonga.
See what I mean? I knew I'd get this from Ian.
It sounds like you're getting it from him as well.
Stop it. Serious.
It's horrible.
Right.
And his ex-wife, Catherine, let me just say, his ex-wife, she hated him so much. She went this is true, he told us. She went to this sorcerer to put a spell on him. She wanted him to die because he was so horrible to her.
A guzzler.
Right. I've got to word you to stay away from that electricity box. Stay away from it.
Stay away from that sorcery. Oh, sounds rubbish.
Oh, but he stinks.
His attitude, he's a really nasty person, and he physically assaulted his wife.
Well,
his ex-wife.
Now, Lino, who's just texting me on my private number, who says, best call ever. I hope you're going to retract that statement, Lino.
Right, so, you know he's no good for you. But you can't.
Yes.
You've got to resist him. You've got to resist him.
I know, but it's so... I know.
I know, but he just... Remember what he did when you tried to take a picture of his...
Oh, yeah.
Why do you want a picture of a man's penis?
Well, to use as a...
Well, I'll tell you, to get even with him, because he's got a picture of my...
Did you let him take... He's got a what?
Hang on.
Susan, say that again. He's got a what?
A picture of my fufu. My business area. The fufu. What do you call it?
I don't have a name for your vagina.
Well, what do you call other people's
vaginas?
Although
I've seen pictures of it.
No, you haven't seen a picture of my vagina.
Anyway, stop it.
The last time I went there, he's so paranoid about the photograph issue, Catherine. He said, you're not allowed in the flat with the phone. If you come in with the flat, I'm not. Serious?
Wow.
Serious.
He sounds like it's all about him.
It is about him. He's very handsome. He was a model. He's very, very handsome.
I want to have sex with this guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, if you hang around long enough, it'll be your turn by the sounds of it.
No, he only does women.
Okay.
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
So who else is he doing? Who are these other 10 other people?
He gets them off the internet, he gets them off the website, and they're all ages. One of them is 78.
Flippin' it!
And she's half dead. So Ian said, Ian, I'm not kidding.
No.
You said you wanted to hear from pervs tonight. Well, he's a perv. He's not phoning you, but I'm phoning about him.
Yes.
Do you think that's pervy? Because I do. But she's got money. Catherine, she's got money.
Has she? Have you got any money? Or you just got the...
Not much.
Very little. You're just a grade A lover.
I wouldn't give anything... Pardon?
You're just a grade A lover to him. He's not after anything than your body.
You're a fanny.
He did ask me. He would... If he could... If he knew I had a little bit of money, he would be after it.
Well, it sounds like he's had your tuppence. So do you... I mean, what do you want from him? Do you want to be married to him?
Of course I don't. He's horrible.
Why are you letting him take pictures of you? What did you call it? Your franjam? Your wangjam?
He reached over for the phone, and I didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Oh, that's not appropriate.
He took it as before I knew what was happening.
No, that's not appropriate.
And I said, can you please remove that? And he said, don't worry, it's only me that's looking at it.
No,
I said, but I don't want it on your phone.
No. And then I'm assuming you got dressed immediately and left and never went round there again. Oh, no.
No.
Don't victim blame.
I'm not victim blaming, I'm just saying.
That was a violation and you were right to call him out on it.
It was a violation. It was completely a violation. She was right to call him out on it. But then...
It's just awful. I just want to block it, but it's that the sex is very good. When he has sex with me, when he climaxes, Catherine, he throws his head back and says it's so strong. He gets colours. He sees colours.
Wow. He's not racist. He'll sleep with anyone.
Stop it.
Well, he'll sleep with anybody. Yeah, any age.
So what's the question? What is it you want?
How does she get away from him?
I want to stay away, but I can't. I want to stay away, but when he looks at me, I just go.
Where?
To him.
Okay.
And we do it. We have some... He's very, very handsome, and the sex is
like
very,
a baby's
very
arm.
Nice.
Stop it.
What's a picture that of my fufu. A picture of my fufu. Turn that, take that off. a picture of my fufu.
So?
Oh.
Here we go. So you don't like him. You think he's a horrible person. You know
he's
that he's
horrible.
Putting it about. And yet the attraction is too strong to resist.
Yes, Catherine. Yes.
Well, you're going to have to move.
She's moving too much. That's the problem.
You can't move out. Can you, I mean, much as I'd like to say you're
I'd
a strong, capable woman and you don't need no man, why don't you get someone else? I'm sure they'd be just as good at doing it.
This is the first time I've ever felt this, such a powerful pull towards sex, because normally I could handle it quite well and stay away, but with him, it's so powerful, Catherine, you know. And it's not so easy to find someone else, because most nice people I know have got a lady anyway in their life, you know. They're just basically not available, so
well,
I can't.
He's not available either.
Did you say he sees colours when he orgasms?
Yes.
What colours does he see?
Pink.
Gold, purple, scarlet. And I said the last time, what colour did you get? So I didn't get any colours this time. Ooh. But he throws his head back. And once we did it when he had the flu, I just started laughing, because I said, if you die, he was really ill, he was really feverish, but he managed to do it.
Yeah, good for him. He's
a
fighter.
If you conk out, yes. I've got a stiff on my hands,
It was on your hands, was it? You could have had a stiff somewhere else.
Stop it.
It could have been worse.
A picture of my fufu.
Could have been a lot worse.
Oh, Ian, can you take that off, please? You're just being nasty. Can you?
I hope we've helped.
You should give us some advice, because
she doesn't want my advice. She thinks I'm taking the mick.
You are a bit, serious.
Well, what advice have you got, Ian? Because Catherine's given me some good advice.
I'm trying.
Grab pussy.
But I understand what it's like to be in love with an absolute douchebag.
You see, I'm not. You see, the thing
She's
is,
not
Catherine,
in love.
I'm not.
She's in lust.
I'm not in lust.
I do have feelings for him, which is awful, because I know he's horrible and he will put a knife in my back. I know he will, because he's got no loyalty at all in him. He's just miserable. I just feel miserable. And he's so near, you see. I wish he wasn't so near, and the car's there all the time. It's like it's in my face. You know, it's in my face, this thing.
Okay. Well, he's got
mirrors all around the room, and he watches himself.
Has he got pink
it.
Champagne on ice? Because it's starting to sound like the Hotel California.
Pink champagne on ice? I wish he did. No, he's too mean.
Well, why? He's got mirrors. He's looking at his bloody self. That's all he's interested in.
Oh, yes, Catherine. Oh, yes.
An outrageous man.
He's narcissistic as well. Anyway.
Okay, well...
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. No, thank you. Give us a call tomorrow. Let me cogitate for 24 hours.
No, I can't phone tomorrow because it won't change.
You're having it off with him.
I'm not... No. I'm not going to.
Okay.
I went along the top floor today to get out, just so that I won't go past his door, because sometimes he whips the door open and, beckons me in. It's awful. I've never done this before. He only has to call me and I go.
Right, outrageous. You know. Right, here we go. Next time this happens, say no, right? No. And just tell yourself, I'm not doing it today. And keep tricking yourself that you're not going to do it today, but you might do it tomorrow. And keep going like that. And that way, you don't have to think about never doing it again, but you just get through today.
Okay.
Is that okay, Susan?
That's good.
Yeah
that's really
Great
good.
Advice,
Thanks
Catherine.
For that, Catherine. And Ian, can you remove that thing, please, off the thing? It's so embarrassing.
I don't know. You know this conversation's going out on the radio?
Yes, I do.
And you know this conversation is tomorrow night's podcast.
Oh, no.
Thanks for your call, Susan. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Dead of Night Discourse for Disco Queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy Farmers.
Aye, aye.
And Distant Fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
Danny, stay there. You've been waiting for a long time. You'll be in the next call, I promise. 0344 499 1000. I've got a barrister on the case now. This guy, John's tweeted again, texted again. I'm going to read it out because it just shows you the insanity.
Well, and also we've got a record of it then, haven't we?
So this is the guy who's... Bearing in mind, my last email said that he scared me and made me very uncomfortable. And I don't know if I've used the word scared before, but I've certainly said very uncomfortable before, and I've told him I wanted him to stop. I think I might have said scared before, but I couldn't be 100% sure. But the last email, 3 days ago, definitely said you make me scared. Never have I wanted to cause you harm or distress. Okay, well, the last email I sent you 3 days ago said, you scare me, stop messaging me. So you knew that contacting me would cause me distress. I told you that. I've tried to apologise to you for an isolated action in which I called you a C. I was immediately sorry for this. I used the talk text specifically, so this is the thing, to contact the show, not the individual. Here's the thing, dumbass. I am the show. And Catherine, to a certain extent, I don't mean you disrespect, but you get what the show is, me.
Mm-hmm.
It's us. I used the talk text specifically to contact the show, not the individual. You get that, and I know you do.
Well, so whoa. So who are you asking whether you can phone then? You were trying to go behind his back. That's even worse.
You get that, and I know you do. Hey, you idiot. You're an idiot, John. I feel my breath getting short. It's fear. That's fear. That's what fear is. I am no threat. I'm not an individual that has any interests, any kind of interest in bringing harm or distress. Mate, I have told you, you scare me, you make me uncomfortable, I want nothing to do with you, and you... This is all evidence, by the way, now. You repeatedly contact me. That is causing distress. Let me make it really even clearer, John. Every time you contact me on Twitter, on email, on in whatever way, you cause me distress. Know that. Whether you intend to or not, you cause me distress. I can ask you not to make this a show item again, but do what you will. Thanks for letting me do what I want to do on my show, you dick. I was only ever a fan who had a deviant miscount, of which I'm abhorrently ashamed of. That was when he sent dick pics to some of my female listeners. And have seek professional help for unsolicited. If you ask for a dick pic, then that's a different thing altogether. Part of my coming to terms with my behaviour has been to try and seek forgiveness. I end my search for this forgiveness and I wish you peace and love. You always end your soppy emails with I wish you peace and love. You don't wish me peace and love. You are a horrible, scary man that makes me uncomfortable. Here's the thing. The 8th and 9th step in the 12-step programme. 8 is we made a list of those that we'd harmed and became prepared to make amends to them whenever... And then 9 is we made amends to these people except when to do so would cause harm to them or ourselves or others, right? Here's the thing. If I go and make an amends to someone on my step 8, if I was really rude to you, Catherine, when I was high on drugs, like really obnoxious, you would be on my step 8 as I need to make amends to Catherine because I was aggressive with her, let's say. I was verbally aggressive with her. So I would come up to you. I would contact you if I felt it was appropriate. If there was any fear between you, I probably wouldn't. But I would send you an email or a text or if we had a mutual friend, I would say, look, I really want to apologise to Catherine for the way I behaved 3 years ago. I'm a different person. I'm working a programme. I'm clean and sober. Could you ask her if she'd be up for that? And if she wouldn't, that'd be cool. And then if you said yes, you'd be okay to meet me in Costa or something. I would then sit down and I would explain the situation. And I would apologise. Now, several things can happen then. One is, and I've had this, people go, I don't really remember it, to be honest. No, we're cool. I've had that. One is the person sits there and goes, well, okay, thanks for that. This is how it affected me. And they go into a long list of how they were negatively impacted by my behaviour. And they go, but I appreciate you've changed and I see you're doing the work. And that's great. I accept your apology. A third option is, and I don't think this has happened to me, but it does happen quite a lot to people, is, nah, mate, you're a dick. It's your business. I hate you for what you did. I want nothing to do with you. Get stuffed.
Or...
And that's just to say a clip about that. That is completely legitimate. If the person that I want to make amends to says to me, nah, you were way out of order, I hate you, I've moved on, you're nothing to me, that's fine. Then I have to carry that, and that's fine.
Or if they don't respond to you.
Yes,
that's
fine.
The power is theirs. The power is theirs to accept your advance or not.
That's what the 8 and 9 are all about. It's the power is with them. I'm trying to make clear up the mess that I made, and if that person does not want that has moved on or is in a... That's fine, man. So here's the thing, John. You scare me when you contact me. I'm scared. I'm scared for my safety, right? You distress me when you contact me. I get upset. Every time your name pops up, I get upset, right? I want nothing to do with you. Nothing. I've had a nice dude get in touch with me on Twitter who said he can help me sort out restraining orders and stuff like that. I don't want to go legal. But I'm going to go legal because I have to now.
There is no evidence up to this point to suggest that the way we've behaved up to this point is making any difference to your behaviour. So what do we do?
So we go legal now, John. And so now we go to the courts. Thanks a lot, because now that's going to cost me a load of money. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Danny, stay there. We'll come to you after the break because we'll give you a fair crack of the whip. It means he's been waiting for an hour, but that's dedication. And that is cool. After that, we've got the switchboard is empty. So 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. What a show. Light and shade. We've had everything. We've had the highs and the lows and the back doors. Everything has been included in the first 60 minutes of the late night alternative. And some people said this show would never last. Are they playing another best of us on Saturday night?
They are, yeah.
10 o'clock Saturday night, best of. If only they pulled their fingers out of their backsides and, I don't know, gave you a show or me a show on Saturday night. Just think what we could do with that. Ah, well, I guess that'll never happen. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We've talked about veganism, we've talked about stalkers, we've talked about Susan's foo-foo. You can give us a call about absolutely anything you want. Cost you pennies, probably free. You'll speak to Sam, he will give you a call back. The Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, ooh, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
One of the joys of doing this show is just sometimes you get people that say, I'm never phoning you again and I'm never listening to you ever again. Alistair's one of those people. We'll wait for the delay to catch up.
What, do you hate me?
OK, someone's fallen off the wagon. Let's go to...
Ow. I wasn't expecting that.
Was that Paul Ross?
Sounded like one of my kids.
Someone's told him how I feel. He's got a phone in his hand. Look. Because you phone up and you're obnoxious and rude, that's why. I don't hate... Anyway, good evening, Lisa.
Hi. Me again.
That was... that was strange, wasn't it?
What?
Nothing was strange, Lisa. What do you want?
Pick
up the phone! Stop! How dare you speak to me on speakerphone! Have some respect! Respect me! You will respect me. Pick up the phone and hold it.
No.
That's better.
I heard what you said before about you're going to destroy me. That's horrible.
I'm destroying. Well, that's before I realised just how ill-mannered you were.
I'm not ill-mannered.
Your speakerphone is ill-mannered. I think that's rude.
I was trying to multitask. I was trying to make a cup of tea.
Well, that's rude. No, focus on me. Focus on the conversation.
I've been waiting for 10 minutes. I was trying to make a cup of tea.
Anyway, Lisa, what can we do for you this evening on this wonderful, wonderful evening of love and harmony?
Well, again, I was listening about the whole good and bad and
okay,
and all
yes,
those
yes, yes.
I was just thinking, well, it's not that clear. It's mostly about conformity and humans being pack animals and humans follow the herd. And that's pretty much it with good and bad. It's not necessarily
what?
That you're good and bad. You're just humans are followers.
Right.
And
so what if someone comes to your house, Lisa, and does a great big poo in the middle of your living room? That's bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you follow them and do a poo in someone's house? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think if there is a big mass of people saying something is right, then humans are by nature conformists.
Well, here we go. Here's the thing. Follow. Here's the question then. Is there I don't know how to put this into words, so I'm going to say it, but it's not quite the right words.
You're going to destroy me, aren't you? Because I already heard you're going to try and destroy me.
No. I would if you keep being a dick. Is there an overriding... oh, God, I can't put it into flipping words. What I want to say is... God, I can't speak. Is there... Right, here we go. Is there a universal law for what is good and what is bad? For example, right, to kill is obviously... To kill someone in cold blood is obviously, I would suggest, a universal thing that is bad, is constantly bad throughout time and in space, OK? But... there are other things, for example, being gay, that have been considered bad because of society or religion or the laws of the land or the morals of the land. Do you see what I'm trying to get to with this?
Yeah.
Are there things that are universally, eternally good and things that are universally, eternally bad?
I'm looking at it as kind of animals.
Yeah.
And obviously, people attacking gay people is disgusting. I mean, gay people are not hurting anybody else. Like, the idea of attacking them is wrong. But I think that people sometimes do wrong things because they follow the group mentality and they don't necessarily think for themselves. And is where the line is blurred.
Yeah. You said that, and I'm now trying to take the conversazione a little bit further.
What? So do I think that gay people are bad? What?
Yes. Do you think that gay people are bad, Lisa? That's what I'm asking you. Do you think?
Because
I do. I hate them. I think it's disgusting what they get up to.
No, you don't.
Of course I don't. But what
I'm... your show.
Of course I don't. Of course I don't. But you know, it has always been that to kill, just going to kill someone is bad, hasn't it?
It's always bad. All I'm saying is that sometimes people get led astray.
Okay.
Mass corruption.
Okay. Who has led you astray?
Oh, no one said me astray. I'm a vegetarian.
Whoa! There you go, Lisa. Flipping heck, man. Have we got any delay there? We got another. All right. Do you want to try that again without the F-bomb, love?
I said flipping.
No, you did not. You didn't. You didn't, Lisa.
No, I did. I did.
Lisa. No, you didn't. You don't know what you said because you're stoned.
I know what I said.
Are you stoned?
I'm not.
What? You're on something tonight. I can feel the vibe.
No, I'm on. I know what I said.
No, Lisa, we have three sets of ears here that are trained to spot F-bombs and swear words. All three of us.
Flipping. I know I said flipping.
Hang on a second. Sam, could you go back and listen to the audio?
I said flipping.
Okay, listen, if you say flipping, then we'll all apologise to you. It's just unusual that all three of us... Could you shut up and listen? Could you shut up and listen? I hope you're not as ill-mannered...
You're going to destroy me. That's what you said. You were going to
I hope you're not as ill-mannered... I pity the kids. I pity the kids that you have to deal with. And I hope you don't use that potty language. Here's the thing. Very rarely will all three of us... Hello? Very rarely... So hang on a minute, Sam. Could you come on the microphone and tell us what you just listen to it back? What did she say?
Definitely said the F bomb.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Lisa, you did. We all heard it.
Why did not say that? I did not say that.
You did. Here's the thing. All three of us heard it, right? Paul Ross heard it. We now got four pairs of ears, and Paul Ross has been doing this forever. She's hung up. What is wrong with people tonight? Here's the thing, right? Quite often, one of the three of us will miss something and go, oh, no, I thought they said a flip. And the other two go, no, it's definitely an F. And it could be, quite often it's me that misses it, or it might be you. Sam is, I always trust Sam 100%
on
this.
And sometimes we hear what sounds like the beginning of a swear and we hit the dump before it comes out, right?
Yes.
But that was a very clearly enunciated F-bomb.
Paul Ross said it.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.